Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. Mayor Peterman, always a pleasure to have you here in the studio. Thanks for taking the time again, as always.
Thank you for having me, Aiden. I appreciate it.
You know, today we're talking grants. You know, it's an exciting topic because that means more money going into Helper City. And we've got quite a few that we're going to be talking about today. I think a good place to start would be the outdoor recreation grant you guys got for the pool.
Yes, that was really the grant for the year that I've written so many that I wanted to win, because the pool is in need of, you know, replastering and several other things. And when you talk about a project that's $133,000, it's a dent in a budget that, you know, to run a city, we only have $1.8 million. So these grants really facilitate needed activities to keep maintenance up and to keep things moving forward.
And you guys have been really on top of the grants. It feels like every time we have you in here, you're talking about you're applying for a new one, you've received a new one, or every city council meeting, you're accepting a new one. So it's good to see that you guys are getting active in this process and going out for these grants. And then another one, and this is a big one that you guys recently received, was a master transportation plan grant from UDOT. So what's this grant going to be for?
So this grant will actually come in. They'll do some stakeholder meetings, so there'll be community engagement and feedback, and they will be able to tell people or tell engineers, here's what we'd like to see in our city in the way of mobility. And when I say mobility, multimodal, not just cars, but biking, walking. So they will take that into account, and then what they will do is develop a plan that I can then go to funders and say, hey, we have this project we want to do for walkability. Can you help pay for this? So having the plan in hand is a key first step. So we'll be working with an engineering group that's undetermined at this moment, but that's how it will roll. And it will just help us plan for growing community needs and having more people up and down our streets.
And, you know, I'm glad that this takes into account all different modes of transportation, biking, walking, cars, because for me personally, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but when I get into Helper, especially into Main Street, I feel like I shouldn't be driving. I feel like I need to take a step out and walk along, because there's just so much to take in. It's such a beautiful area of the city.
Right. We love the walkability of Helper. You can walk end to end. It's only, you know, 2.25 miles total. But, you know, encouraging that, encouraging biking, those are all things we'd like to see in our future.
Now, looking at both these grants from the mayor's perspective, you talked about kind of the benefit it had for the budget, but what other benefits do you see this having for the community as a whole?
Well, really, grants, I've often been asked, are you using grants as revenue? Grants are not revenue. They're not in our budget. They're not our spend. A grant, to me, is what I call a revenue igniter. So when we do work, like at the pool, what we'll see is we'll see more patrons at the pool, people coming in, and they're going to pay that nominal pool fee of $3 to get in. They're probably going to buy a Diet Coke or something while they're there. So it ignites revenue streams. And the same thing will hold true with the transportation plan. It will allow us to plan for the future, but also to be able to go get dollars to improve our roads, to create bike lanes if that's what the community decides they want to do. So that's what these grants serve as. They really ignite things in the community.
You know, I really like the word you use there, or the phrase you use there, that you're planning for the future of the community, because it feels like sometimes we get so short-sighted in what we're doing. But being able to take that wide approach, see what's coming down the road, what changes might need to be made, and it kind of approach the present with that in mind, it really helps guide you policy-wise. Now, something I kind of wanted to talk about is we always talk about getting these grants, what they're for, but we never really talk about the behind the scenes. So what does it take to apply for one of these grants?
Well, you know, the hardest step is finding the grant that fits your project need. So I am often asked, well, go write a grant for that. And I'm like, well, but there has to be a grant for that, right? So it's matching the project need to a funding source is the first step. And then, you know, most of these grants nowadays, they're online. you have to have a login. So you have to be approved. Like, there are usually steps you have to take where they say, we don't fund for-profit business, for example, or we don't fund this. So if you are any of these things, you're not going to be eligible to participate. So you go through kind of a vetting process with most funders, not all, and then they allow you into their grant portal where you basically respond to questions that they have. They may want associated documents. A lot of them say, give me some support letters. If you're doing this thing, tell me the community is supportive of it. Give us your budget. Tell us what this project will cost. So, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into the actual drafting of the grant and getting the supporting documentation for the grant, and then obviously submitting it. So when I go to council, typically I need to let them know if I'm pursuing a grant that requires a matching fund. So for the pool, for example, I said it's a $130,000 project. We had budgeted $50,000 for the pool renovation, restoration. I used that as my match to the outdoor rec grant and said, hey, I've got $50,000. Can you give me $82,000 as my match? And that's how we get to that magic number of $132,000.
You know, I always like hearing the local leader's perspective on this, because you guys are in it. You're hands deep. You're in the dirt trying to get these grants done. So it's really interesting to see what goes on behind the scenes for these, because it's not like money can appear out of nowhere as much as we wish it could. That's just not the case. So it's kind of cool to see what it actually takes to get these grants. Now, Mayor Peterman, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just, you know, come out. We have a lot of events starting to fire up in Helper. We love to see visitors and locals at these events. So, you know, just come by and say hi.
Well, Mayor Peterman, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. We were talking about a few grants that the city recently received, the outdoor recreation grant for pool restoration and a grant for a UDOT master transportation plan. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.